The world thinks bigger is better. The world's ways say the flashier, the better. The world says the bigger the stage, the better it must be. If the lights are bright, then it must be right. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. John chapter 7, verses 2 through 4 say, "Now the Feast of Booths was at hand. So his brothers said to him, 'Leave here and go to Judea, that your disciples also may see the works you are doing. For no one works in secret if he seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world.'" So the Feast of Booths was at hand. This feast is sometimes called the Feast of Tabernacles, and some Jewish historians say that this feast was the most sacred and celebratory and popular of all the Jewish feasts. This feast celebrated the ingathering of the fall season's harvest. So as men from all over the region would flock into Jerusalem, they would build small huts made from sticks. And men that lived in Jerusalem would build these type of huts on their rooftops as a way to remind themselves of God's provision in the present day and how he had delivered them from their makeshift homes while they were wandering, being delivered into the promised land. But I want you to notice that first word in verse 3, "so." In other words, since it was the Feast of Booths, and most Jewish males would make the trip to Jerusalem for this feast, Jesus' brothers make to him a ministry recommendation. Now, the suggestion that they are going to give has nothing to do with the actual feast at hand, but rather with the fact that the feast will take place in a larger area than Jesus was currently located, and that there would be thousands upon thousands of people flocking into Judea and Jerusalem. They say something like this, "Hey, Jesus, leave here and go to Judea. But while you're there, be sure to do some of your stunts. The people there would love to see your stunts. Wouldn't you like to perform your tricks in front of a larger crowd? Wouldn't you like the potential for more followers? Disciples await you in Judea. And if you really are a big deal, then go get on the big stage." We learn from this that the world's ways say the flashier, the better. The bigger the stage, the better. If the lights are bright, then it must be right. But we also learn that Jesus does not take his ministry cues from the world. And we should love this passage because it shows us that Jesus was not beholden to the world's ways of success, and neither should we be. And we live this out by being ardent students of God's word and his wisdom when it comes to ministry. Today, please pray for Christian Martinez and his family, our missionaries to Romania. And also remember the Garifuna Life Word broadcast that's heard in Belize, Guatemala, and Honduras.